going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You ready for draft week, Keith?
Of course I'm ready for draft week. Anybody who's listened to this show for the last 3 months knows we are ready for draft week. We've been wall-to-wall draft since the Patriots botched the last week of the season. We found out they were picking fourth.
I'm not sure anybody is more ready for draft week.
We are ready.
Than you and I.
That's right.
Tons of draft coverage on the program today.
Wall-to-wall.
Wall-to-wall, as we like to say.
Tip to tail.
We'll give you five players we like in this draft for the Patriots, regardless of where that is. We'll tick those off at 10:45. We'll give you another hate it or love it, 11:45. Tetaroa McMillan.
Oh, yeah. Shime likes him quite a bit.
He's quite high.
Yeah, yeah.
On T-Mac, Tet McMillan.
See how that goes.
Comes your way at 11:45. We'll cover all of the Patriots draft busts at 11:30 on a Tier Tuesday. It's also a Tommy Tuesday. Tommy Curran joins us at high noon and a Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. And if that's not enough,
jam-packed.
It's also a 2 for Tuesday.
Stop it.
Here on WEEI, I will be giving away 4 pairs of tickets. See the Red Sox take on the Twins May 3rd at Fenway Park. Stay tuned. About 25 minutes from now, you'll have an opportunity to win those. We'll be doing it all day long here on WEEI through WEEI Afternoons. We'll get to all your feedback on the phones throughout the course of the day. 617-779-7937. That's also your text number. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith. Still time to vote in yesterday's Hate It or Love It. Mm. We snuck one in on the day off.
Sure Keith. Did. No, there are no days off.
There are no days off. Good
point. A famous head coach once said,
Jalen Walker, front seven defensive player, edge player for Georgia. You can go vote at Jones and Keith. You can watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Plenty of draft stuff coming up. We'll get to the Celtics as well. They got a victory over the weekend. Jason Tatum, a little boo-boo in that game. Mm. So some thoughts on that. But let's start with the Red Sox. We were just talking about this with Greg in the crossover. They take 3 out of 4 from the White Sox. That's what I wanted them to do. That's what I borderline demanded going into this series. They still drop 3 games to the White Sox out of 7. They're 2 games over .500. I would say they haven't quite been up to the expectations that I had for them. How much stock do we put into these last 4 games, the series against the White Sox? Have the Red Sox turned it around?
Well, they needed it desperately, and still losing 3 times to a White Sox team that is 5-17 on the year.
Not great.
It's brutal. And this happened last year, too. We looked it up, right? Weren't they 4-3 against the White Sox last year?
Yep.
When they lost a historic number of games? So there's, I mean, once you lose the series in Chicago, I mean, what else were you going to do? Obviously, it would have been nice to get the sweep, but they just needed to start piling up some wins because this team has been pretty streaky to start the year. There's been times where you're like, oh, wow, this team is good. This is like the playoff predicted team that everybody had. Then there's times where you're like, how are you losing all these games to Toronto and then to the White Sox? Like, what are you doing? You can't get out of your own way. But I think one positive thing is some of their pitchers, not named Garrett Crochet, have started to turn in some good performances, even though I know it's not a murderer's row with the White Sox. But whatever, you got to beat the teams that are there in front of you. So just that series alone, right, ignoring the fact that you struggled in Chicago, I'll take it 3 out of 4. I mean, as bad as the White Sox are, it's hard to, you know, take a 4-game sweep in there. So I look at it as a positive. All of a sudden, I know they're only a couple of games over 500, but they're a game and a half behind the Yankees. They're in second place in the division. So, they're not in a bad spot through 24 games.
Okay, I agree. Going into the series, it's hard to demand a four-game sweep.
Yeah, but White Sox are so bad.
Well, but then you watch Sunday as well, and you see how it played out, and it's like you blew a lead in that game, right?
Yeah.
You got a better start, not great, but a better start at a Tanner Houck. You're up 4-2. You're into the late innings, and your bullpen falls apart. I mean, Zach Kelly gets charged with a bunch of runs. Justin Wilson's the one who gave him up. Liam Hendricks, we're all rooting for him this year.
Zach Kelly has struggled.
He has not been good.
Struggled.
Liam Hendricks gets in there. It's his first appearance. We're all rooting for him, but that wasn't a good appearance out of him.
No.
So no, I agree with you, Keith. It's hard to demand a four-game sweep, even against a trash team like the White Sox. But they win 3 out of 4. The one they don't win in the middle, the bullpen imploded and blew that game. You wasted a start for Tanner Houck. So I still am frustrated with that. I'll take 3 out of 4. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the Red Sox have been frustrating is how I would put it.
Yeah, no, they definitely have. I think the expectations were high for the first time in years around here. And, you know, they win the opener and you're like, all right, here it is. Here's the formula. You know, they're going to be able to pitch, hit, and field. And then you see so many games where you're like, all right, well, they can't field. They can't pitch today, or then they can't hit today. They've had way too many games where they've scored one or two runs for a lineup like on paper that looks as strong as it is. So they've definitely gotten out of the gates really slowly. Like there's no doubt about it. But nobody has just taken off, right? Like the Yankees have the best record in the division, but they're not world beaters by any stretch.
No.
So they're more than, you know, kind of hanging around, kind of finding their footing. Some guys have had a solid month. Other guys have had a terrible month. And then you like to think they can take this and be better. Like this is sort of a find it kind of period for them, and then they're going to be the team that we expected.
So who's the guy to talk about coming out of this weekend? To me, there's an obvious name, but I'll give you a few options if you want.
All right.
You know, Christian Campbell's been hitting really well. He's always on the list. Trevor Story, another big weekend for the team.
He's been really good because I'm not the big Trevor Story fan, so I'll admit he's been awesome so far.
Buehler and Houck both had better starts. Houck didn't get the win on Sunday. Buehler did get the win yesterday. Those are guys we had been concerned about. Crochet was awesome again over the weekend. And then you get to the guy that I would highlight, Tristan Casas.
Yeah, of course.
Who was dropped in the order again. He's batting 7th now, Keith. So he continues to drop down. It was 4,
only
six,
a couple more spots to go.
7. Yeah. There's only so many stops before you're in Worcester.
Yeah.
He is hitting after an 0-for-4 day yesterday, 158. He did get the walk-off in extra innings on Saturday.
Right.
So it wasn't all bad for Tristan Casas, though I don't know that his teammates were overly fired up for
him. I needed the run line that day, not the money line, so that did not help me.
What do you do with Tristan Casas if you're the Red Sox? Like, they're already doing what I think they can by dropping him down in the order and trying to take some pressure off. He's already not playing every single day, right?
Right.
I think he played in 3 out of 4 games in this series. So he's already getting days off against lefties. What else can you do? How long is the leash for a guy like Tristan Casas who, I mean, even people who were down on him were expecting more than this?
Well, thankfully for him, other guys in the lineup are hitting, right? Like, I don't think their offense is exactly where you want it to be. He's one of the reasons because he was penciled in as the cleanup hitter to start the year. But guys like Story and guys like Bregman and guys like Christian Campbell are at least hitting. You're winning more games than you're losing as of late. They don't have a great backup plan at first base, first of all. But the expectation for him is so high, right? Like, oh, well, he just was battling injuries the last couple of years. But if he's healthy, Craig Breslow said 40, 110, 120 for him. 40 home runs.
Yeah, it's a lot.
He's got one. He's sitting on one.
He just missed one on Saturday. If you want to give him the second one?
I'm not going to give him that one. I was just looking at his stats, and it's wild. So he's hitting a .158, which is obviously terrible.
It sounds high.
It is. I don't remember all those hits.
Yeah, where'd they all come from?
.466 OPS. Another thing that kind of just stands out, he has scored 3 runs. I know that's not like a number we look at a lot, but just compared to the other guys on the team, Carlos Narvaez has scored 6 runs.
Wow.
Tristan
doubled him up.
Doubled him up. Yeah. And he's played way less games. But Casas isn't doing anything. So what do? You kind of need this guy. Also, if you're projecting forward, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. isn't joining the Red Sox next year.
Gone.
So he is your first baseman for this season. And either you're praying that he's your first baseman next season, or you could trade him. And like right now, his trade value would be in the absolute toilet. even if you, you know, if he plays out this year, I think you have to stick with him for, I don't know, a couple weeks.
So we talked about
this
last week.
Couple more weeks, I mean. Yeah.
I was like, ideally you get to June 1st. You get through the first 2 months
June.
Of the year. Yeah, I
oh,
don't,
that's patient.
But I'm saying I don't actually think I can get that far.
Okay.
I think the fair thing to do would be make it that far. Yeah. I can't keep watching this.
But
I can't keep watching this.
It's bad.
If this
no,
is what it is
bad.
For 2 months.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I got impatient a long time ago, Keith. We were probably doing weekends at the Sports Hub at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And David Ortiz had those slow starts in, what was it, like 08 and 09. And people were getting impatient. Maybe it was 9-10. I forget the exact year.
Yeah.
With David Ortiz.
With Ortiz.
I was getting impatient.
I'm like,
it's May.
Yeah, yeah.
Do something with this guy. Now, obviously, I was wrong.
Yes.
If you want to say that that's an example, or Pedroia or a million other
Pedroia
ones.
Pedroia stands out.
Are examples of guys that you need to be patient with. Well, then fine. I get it. It's baseball. Guys are ice cold. Guys heat up. It does happen. But I'm just making the point. I barely had the patience for an all-time great Red Sox like David Ortiz.
Yeah, Casas not that.
Never mind this guy.
No, I know. Well, if Roman Anthony played first base, this would be a much different conversation. If Marcelo Meyer played first base, this would be a different conversation. There is no backup. Every other first baseman that we're talking about isn't even actually a first baseman. Like, Roman Gonzalez, not a first baseman. He's playing out of position when he plays over there. Some of the other, you know, people are like, what about Devers? What about this guy? Nobody else is actually a first baseman. Like, they need him to figure it out. They expected him to be, as long as he was healthy, to be really good. And he's been terrible. And so at what point does a slow start just turn into, like, an awful season? Because Rafael Devers couldn't have gotten out to a slower start. And it actually also took a lot of the attention away from Casas, because he was also in a just as bad of a funk.
Devers has not been much better.
No, he hasn't.
I mean,
but he at least
did better, but not by much.
But Devers at least heated up a little bit, but now he's cooled back off. But he had that historic 0-for-20, 15 Ks, or whatever the numbers were. Casas was in like a similar boat, but people were all fixated on Devers. And you're right. Maybe we should start talking about Devers again, because he is really cooled off. He's hitting .213. He only has two home runs.
Right.
So he's not doing a lot better. But
in fairness, he's walked a bunch. The strikeouts have plateaued. I mean, they were horrendous.
Oh, his OPS is like 200 and something points higher. So like, he's not playing well, but he's way better than Casas.
Two homers and 12 RBI. Exactly. I was just going to say, I mean, I said he hasn't been that much better. He's been better.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people were celebrating a little too quickly when he had like one hot series.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the whole team did against the Cardinals. But whatever. He's been much better than Casas.
No, Casas has been brutal. And this is, you know, is this going to be solely a Alex Cora decision? Is this a Breslow decision? Like, where does this go to? Because well, they don't have an obvious replacement.
Let me invite a little bit more.
Okay.
Is it the decision of the team on some level? Like, do they look at it and go, they can't stand this guy? And Keith, you and I are two of the few who have watched most of the clubhouse. I still haven't finished it.
I haven't finished it.
Okay, I watched 6 of the first 8.
Yeah.
I still have 2 sitting there. Waiting to watch.
Whatever you want.
It's in line behind Celtic City. I got other stuff to watch. I got things going on.
It's NBA playoffs.
Not much in my life, to be clear. But I got things going on. I got those last 2 that I got to watch.
Andor starts tonight.
But there are times where you look at Tristan Cassis and you're like, oh, okay, other teammates don't mind him. Cutter Crawford, like, I know you guys were really annoyed watching that breakfast. I think Cutter Crawford kind of likes him, if I had to judge. I think Durant...
Or is he just being polite
in front of the camera? Maybe he's just a super polite guy.
No, maybe they like Costas.
Durant seems to kind of put up with him.
Yeah.
But there were a couple of times, Keith, where he's in there and he makes a bad play at first base. And Brian Baio is freezing him out.
Baio runs hot, though, I think.
He does. Yeah. He did that to Wong. He did that to Durant. He did that in fairness to a lot of people. Good point. There's another time, I think it was a Yankees series, where Cassis doubles and he has a brain fart and starts trying to steal third and gets thrown out by a country mile. And he comes to the dugout and the whole team, Cora.
Iced him.
The whole team iced
him
out.
They don't talk to him.
I don't want to say they quite did that after the walk-off over the weekend, Keith.
Oh.
But it was not a jubilant celebration.
Interesting.
We're going to play you some audio from Cassis coming up.
Okay.
Where he's kind of, after the game, you know, they'll do this on Nesson all the time. They'll get the guy who gets the walk-off and they'll come dump a Gatorade cooler on his head.
And the
whole interview, Cass is kind of looking over his shoulder. He's like, looking over his shoulder. He's like, And finally, at the end of the interview, he's like, kind of thought I was going to get a Gatorade bath. So I don't know that it's just a Breslow decision, who I think Breslow will be patient with him.
Yeah.
I think if it were up to Cora, they already would have moved on. And I'm starting to wonder about the clubhouse and how they feel about him, because I think there's now some tangible evidence that they don't seem the biggest fans of Tristan Cassis.
No, I know. And when you go back and look at it, his rookie year, he was like hot for a couple months, like at the end. And is that kind of what we're basing all this on? And like the hope and the expectation and what he can be? Because last year was really a lost season for him. And it was one of those ones where they put the timetable on it, but the timetable was so ridiculous. I think that when they first announced his rib injury, he was like, like 3 to 9 weeks. You're like, why even do that?
What did he say again? He's like, the doctor told me it was like a car crash. They've never seen anything like it.
It's just because I'm big and I swing. I'm like, you're the only big guy in baseball who swings. Give me a break. No idea what he's talking about. But yeah, last year he played in 63 games. So his rookie year he played in 132. But if I remember correctly, it was really the last couple of months he kind of turned it on, got pretty hot, and finished with, you know, 24 home runs and at least like a really promising future. But how long do you stick with a guy like that? Because, like, to your point, there have been other guys with established track records like David Ortiz. Or when we were going through the Devers numbers, you found, like, a few other guys, right, that had horrible starts.
Devers has the track record.
But you have a baseball card you can look at the back of, and you're like, all right, well, I know he's going to do this. Like, what do we know about Tristan Cassis? He's never played a full season. So I don't know if we're like, oh, he's going to snap out of it at some point. It's like, well, based on what?
So we get these a lot. Roman Anthony, you could start working him out at first base. I'd be more open to that than Marcelo Meyer. I see a text on that, 617-779-7937. Guys, they've got to have Meyer play some first in AAA.
All right, I got an idea for
you. What did Meyer tell us when we...
just wants to play in the majors.
Friend of the show?
Yep.
We talked to him. He put the big meat hook on Keith and my shoulder.
Oh, he's got huge mitts.
First
baseman mitts.
When we talked to him, he said he was going to play, I forget, was it 4 days at short and then a day at second and a day at third? Is that what he told us?
Yeah, maybe mixing a day at first.
Okay, so maybe they start mixing in a day at first. I personally wouldn't do that. I would not waste Meyer at first. Anthony, I would consider. I'm not even sure I'd do that.
No.
But I consider that. We're getting texts on Ref Snyder. You've brought up, or maybe you were about to bring up again, Yoshida is one you've talked about.
Yeah, but that got shot down because he's like a pocket-sized guy. But I saw somebody text me.
He's a teeny, tiny, itty-bitty little guy.
I got an idea over the weekend from someone. They said...
Oh, so someone else had an idea.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just passing it along. They don't have a show right now, so I'll pass it along.
Someone else had an idea.
Not my idea. Well, neither was the Yoshida idea. I don't have any ideas.
Yeah, okay.
So Yoshida is apparently too small, right? That's what everybody says. They see him there. Too small. He's 5'8". Which, whatever, you can play big at 5'8". You wear, like, high cleats or something.
Yeah.
Christian Campbell. Do you know how tall Christian Campbell is?
I don't. 6.
Go ahead.
1.
3.
Nice.
6'3". Wow. That sound like a first baseman to you?
Sounds like the size. I mean, he's a bit of a beanpole over there. Yeah.
Yeah, he's thin.
Look, Keith,
he's wiry.
Keith, I already told you this.
He's
if you're just worried about the target at first base and a lot of mass, surface area, stick Devers over there.
No.
If you want a target.
Do you want a tall guy over at first base?
You know what?
Campbell
I had not considered. Really,
Campbell.
Really not.
How good is he at second base?
Okay, does the bat play at first?
Yeah, well, if you're getting like Meyer in at second, because Casas is your first baseman right now. How's his bat playing?
Good point.
I'm just looking at an overall upgrade.
But that's kind of the Will Campbell logic of like, well, he's better at left tackle than anything you got. It's like, well, right, but is he a left tackle?
Man, so he's my left tackle. Campbell
would be a better bat at first base than Casas. Who wouldn't right now? Based on the way they're hitting. But is he a bat at first base?
Well,
I don't know about that.
He's got more power than I thought.
Fair.
Campbell. So maybe he can do it. And if you have an infield of Campbell, Meyer, Story, Bregman, that's pretty good, right? Especially if Meyer comes up and if he's also hitting. So maybe you lose some of the power. Because like the power was all projected with Casas. Like, we haven't seen it. I mean, his rookie year, what, 24 taters? Like, all right, that's good. But
Breslow put 40 on it. Yeah.
He's supposed to, like, based on that, Breslow thought he was going to lead the team in home runs.
It's true.
Guys, I'm close.
So you could jump in on this. How long is the leash for Casas? What do you do? Anthony, Meyer, Campbell's an interesting one. Should they start getting Devers over at first base? There are rumors he's been taking grounders over there. So you can get into all of it here. Red Sox weekend, they take 3 out of 4 from the White Sox. How much stock do we put into it? And how good are the Red Sox actually now, what, 24 games into the year, 13-11, 2 games over .500, and they lost 3 out of their 7 against one of the worst teams in baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.